Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Greg, I think Ben said he'd meet us over there by the bench over
yeah,
by the Hagen Dog.
That's what he said, but I don't see him.
Yo, guys!
Oh, oh shoot!
Shit.
God damn,
did you pop out of nowhere?
How are you guys doing?
What the heck, man? Hey, we're here in Austin. Thanks for meeting us here underneath a bench by the Hagen Dog. It's kind of weird. Hey, let's just get some ice cream and let's go listen to some music. What
yeah.
do you guys think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want some fucking dip
yeah.
in Austin.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me where the closest Piggly Wiggly is located?
No.
I'd like to find me some ham
hock. No.
I'm ham hocking it tonight. You guys, hey,
like
I don't know. Ben looks like he hasn't showered in a while, Greg.
I have another one. I'm a little bit grungy.
He needs like a razor shave.
Yeah.
Like a shaver shave.
Shaver bait, man.
We are going to shave. Intended
for mature audiences.
You know what?
Listener discretion.
Let's just look. I hear the theme song to my show in the distance. Let's go see what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Let's go check it out. I'd
like to send a shout out to Vinny's Barbershop on 7th and Mountain.
Episode 62 of Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction podcast, where tonight we delve into friendship.
Friendship.
What is friendship? And what does it mean to us all to be connected to a larger entity like a family or like a friend, you know, or like a band, you know, when you're connected to a church, to a group of people? What is it to be connected to a larger group?
It's like a disco donut.
It's like a
fucking fantastic.
Dome Depot. I'm all about expressing. Instead of expressing, you know, like the theories of like what's real and what's not real, man. All right, so tonight's show on Rips and Raps. Again, I'm your host, Nick Furious. I put the podcast together today, and this little ditty you're hearing behind you, I produced myself this afternoon. Little keyboard beat.
That sounds very fucking groovy.
It's pretty tight, no? I'm just laying it down on Studio One. Get your hands on Studio One. It's a great program to use when editing music software. It's a music software for editing and for putting together tracks, recording, whatever you need. Studio One. Greg Fortson in the house from Band With No Name tonight, representing for the home school crowd.
Right.
It's like a home game with a high school team. Then I got my boy Benjamin Kenobi One Godobi, Adobe in Yanobi from Occupy Underground Radio.
Occupy Underground Radio.
And my circle of friends. Now your show plays every Thursday night on blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground.
That's absolutely right. My show plays at 10 to midnight Mountain Time. It's a live show where we have interesting guests that come on, and we have interesting topics that we pick every week, and we break it down and hang out with somebody for 2 hours and let them share what they're getting into. We play music, you know.
Beautiful. They used to just wait about a week or two after Rips and Raps and kind of just redo what I did.
Yeah,
my show.
Totally is. We do it live and better.
We have a healthy competition / brotherhood as shows. Rips and Raps established longer than most of the shows that are on right now, including yours. But
right.
I'm just kidding. Can you hear Greg Swartzen adding some guitar? And that's what he's going to be doing over these instrumentals tonight, adding a little flavor with his guitar, some ambiance. And we're trying to create something fun for you. Now, I have an amazing guest from New Jersey, Catrice Cornett. She'll be joining me on the phone later to talk about her gospel music singing career, her son, who is an American Idol, some of the trials and tribs. But big ups to her. She was a great guest. You know, this show is all about mocking society in terms of having fun with weed, smoke. And so it's called Rips and Raps. It's all about riffing and rapping and having a good time. But we do sincerely support all artists, all walks of life, all people, and we want to put that out there and help spread the message. So you'll hear an interview from Catrice later that's going to blow your mind. Also, Greg and or Ben might just enlighten you at some point during the afternoon.
And I want you guys to take special note of of the importance of shoes. Shoes are fantastic. I don't know if it's not my show. Can I go out on a limb here and say that this episode can be sponsored by shoes or brought to you by shoes? Can we say that? Because Greg is totally wearing shoes right now.
And I'm not for once, but I always do. I mean, I'm a shoe wearer.
Nick and I are barefoot in the studio.
I thought it was about friendship and the connection. Now, right. That could be the connection we have to our shoes.
Right, because the chi flows up from the earth into the soles of our feet and up through our body and around, and it circulates. And so our energies are propagating more, are flowing more freely than the Swartzen's is at the moment, because he is impeded by his shoes, by his pedophile shoes.
I agree with you. Last week, my guests, Kenneth McLaughlin and Hakeem Bellamy, both came in here and took their shoes off while they were in here. I did not take my shoes off. I'm sorry. That was episode 61. Check it in the archives. You can check it at ripsandraps.podomatic.com. And through Podomatic, you can subscribe to my show on your iTunes browser. Just go to iTunes, click on the podcast, Rips and Raps, the Whistling Diction Show. And, of course, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. Tonight, my guests on episode 62 are Benjamin Kung Fu Kenobi of Occupy Underground Radio and Benjamin Charlie Sheen, Gregory Charlie Benjamin Sheen Button.
Swartzen.
No. And Greg Swartzen.
It's fucking Nick Swartzen. We got Nick Swartzen.
No, we really got we got Greg Charlie Sheen Swartzen. That's
Greg,
what it is.
Charlie Sheen.
He's always winning.
Swartzen.
Shock your chakras and reach down deep. Profound oddities and new miracles of the street. Fury MC furiously comes with bandwidth unlimited and attainable, just like your computer programming. Yeah, I'm grabbing at you, trying to make it work. Trying to spit them freestyles and acting like a jerk, but it's the way we flow, the way we go. I shock it like a monkey toe. I eat it like some monkey brains. I'm Indiana Jones insane. So welcome to my temple of doom. Temple of Doom, you can be short round, cause you round and you short, of course. And come on, man, it's the third course when I get down with distortions. Distortion, it's no break it down in courses. Come on now, what's the way we do it? From New Mexico, we keep it fluid, freestyling in the dome. Furious the rapping, no, no, I'm not a clone, just like Attack of. You know, we gotta get back, like I was playing that movie Baraka. Yo, what's it about? I really don't know, but I keep watching. Shock it, the monkey. Now we take things a little more seriously. You're listening to episode 62 of Rips and Raps, a weekly freestyle improv show. It's kind of like Frank Zappa meets podcast rapper. Attack ya like Attack of the Clones. Say it twice so I can get it out my system and move on real nice. I got my man Greg G.R. on the guitar, blazing it up, blazing the truck. Come on, we keep pushing the whip, pushing it 4 days to Thursday. Yeah, we do it for the weekend, we working. Benjamin Kung Fu and Occupy Underground Radio eating tofu. They all up in your shoes like some togu. Yeah, come on, people, we like the snow goons. So mad props to them people doing hip-hop and doing rock and roll, flip-flop, no rip jocks. Come on now, I like funk and I like soul. I like people who get down and rock from the yo-yo. From within, you gotta rock from within. Wearing on the moccasins when you're walking in. Trying to figure out if these mosquitoes are carrying malaria or not again. I don't know why, I'm just having a fever. It's the dengue. Yeah, you call me Luau Dengue. Dengue, bangue. You bangy from here to Uganda. I gotta rip rock ya when I knock ya. Oh, come on. Oh, my man. Yo, my man's in the house tonight. He's gonna tell you something if he knows what he's saying, because his name is Benjamin and he's a button. So button it up, man.
Button it up, what? Button it up.
Here I sit, all brokenhearted. I like this girl, but she thinks I'm retarded. Now, that's not really a term I like, but this safety helmet isn't just for my bike. There might be a few things about me that hint at this, like the way that I drool and the way I struggle with sentences and I drag around every foot and I talk with a stutter. And, but the way you normal people act has got me starting to shudder. I don't know what your problem is. You're no fun like your mama is. You need to pull up your pants and stand up straight like a hominid. If you bathe like I often did, you'll see that people respond to it. Give out a little respect, you'll get back more. That's just common sense. Stop wasting your breath, spewing out worthless bullshit. Life is a stage that can be a tool if you use it to educate people. Inside is where you start it. You gotta make that choice not to be retarded.
You gotta be smart. It's just a word we're using to make you feel hard. Yo, it's something marginalized and compartmentalized. But nice verse to my man Benjamin. That was his first and ever rap on a microphone in a studio for a podcast for Nick Fury. Yo, but
yo,
sometimes
yo, yo.
He goes gleaming the cube with Christian Slater, trying to find some more meat shake and milkshakes for his beefsteak. Yeah, that's right, I'm putting it together like what, Mac, the P.I. I'm on the case, man, you better be ready for us, cause we got what we got and we fly. Yeah, G.R. Swartzen on the guitar,
yeah.
Playing over them beats, we getting so duh. Yeah, yeah, it's not dark anymore, cause the light's coming out over the horizon. Yeah, yeah, these lions are the prize, and yeah, I got this lit up like some dynamite, and let's blow up the tunnel and find our way through. We gotta put it down like we got to, too. You know what I'm doing, man, I'm just girly. When I'm in a suit and tutus with whirly burlies, eating lots of ostriches and sausages, sandwiches.
Sloppy Joe sandwiches.
Oh, I couldn't even say it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then my meat shake brings all the girls to the yard.
Greg Swartzen.
Yeah.
Oh, guitar by Greg Swartzen. Live in the studio. That's right. Rips and Raps, the Whistle Addiction Show. Nick Fury is your producer and your host. And my guest tonight are Benjamin Cano, B, and G.R. Swartzen. From B to the end, and we keep it torching. Ha! I got my people on the phone. Yo, Catrice, where you at? Let's have a conversation. Soon enough. Soon enough. Anticipation.
Memphis Soul Stew.
Yeah, come on.
We sell so much of this, we wonder what we put in.
I can't chop up some of those onions.
We're going to tell you right now.
You hand me the...
Give me about a half a cup.
I need the tomato puree.
Oh, you got some chili collard. A little bit of chili collard. This is...
Now I need a pound of fat back drum.
I got your fat cat right here.
Yeah.
Oh, put them drums in there.
What about the biscuit?
I'm ready. I'm ready to go. What about the biscuit?
Oh, yeah. With some honey on it.
I love...
Now give me four tablespoons of ball in Memphis guitar.
Let me hear that guitar. Let me hear it. I like buttermilk biscuits, here we go. You can call me Sir Mix-a-Lot with the flow. I'm in my Tesla, driving in a Jetta, cause I put them on the glass with no Beretta. When I break it on down, cause I'm mo better. I got the blues, everybody knows me, I'm a go-getter. I'ma get up on the mic, cause I'ma give it lots of props. And where the props is right, is the price real right? Where's it going, man? What happened to Drew Carey? He used to be fat, now he looks like Little Mary. I don't even know what's going on over there. The price must be wrong if you got the hair, if you got the money, if you shake the booty, if you got the buttermilk biscuits and the honey. Come on, put it together like a grand biscuit. It's so nice when I eat it for breakfast on a Sunday morning, waiting for the NFL to start. Coffee brewing in the pot, yawning.
Waffles,
chicken and waffles, ready to get down. Falafel,
cheese bricks.
Yeah, that's right. But here in New Mexico, we don't eat that food. We eat roll burritos and tortillas and tacos and different kinds of huevos rancheros con salsa.
I love the chili.
That's right. We smoke it and we put it up in the burritos. We like it both ways. I'm Judge Alito, like Lito Shepherd. I'ma lead you to the promised land like a shepherd. Yeah, that's right. I'm a leper. I'ma hold out my helping hand like I'm hungry, hungry hippo, hungry man. Yo, I'm hungry Jack. Yo, I'm gonna give it like some what? What? I lost it.
What?
I lost it.
That shit
I'm gonna say
friend.
Hamburger Helper, really.
that. Because I like the Hamburger Helper. It makes a great meal.
It does. It's fantastic. Manwich.
Oh.
You make Slobby Lobby Joe.
Oh.
Slobby Lobby Joe.
What does soy mean?
Slobby Lobby Joe. Slobby Lobby Joe.
Slobby Lobby Joe.
Hello?
Hello, are we speaking with Catrice Cornette?
Yes, this is she.
Hello, Catrice. This is Nick Furious of the Rips and Raps Whistle and Diction Show. Welcome to the program. We're so happy to have you on this afternoon.
I'm glad to be here.
So tell us, we dabble in all kinds of music, and we're really interested to hear about what you've got going on. You are a self-proclaimed gospel singer, if I'm correct. Tell us a little bit about tell us your story. You're from back east. What's going on with you? Tell us about yourself.
I'm actually originally from Baltimore, Maryland, and I grew up in a family of gospel singers, and that's just what we did. And now I live in South Jersey. We came here when the school systems in Baltimore went on strike, and both my parents were educators, and so my dad had to find a job, so we ended up in South Jersey, and I've been here ever since, and actually I started my family here. And I've been singing all my life since I was 4. Got on the stage, my dad made me, and I cried through the whole song. And I've been singing ever since, singing and teaching other people to sing, and just loving it. God is just so awesome. And I guess I kind of like chose gospel because it's what I enjoy the most, and
right.
It means the most to me.
Sure.
I can sing other genres, but gospel is the one that I fit in.
Well, you feel the spirit through it. I know I do music for the same reason, for, you know, whatever the grander cause is, it feels good to get it out. And I know you worked with other gospel greats like Stephen Hurd and Timothy Wright. You're no stranger to the industry, not the industry, but to the insides of the gospel scene. Tell us a little bit about your new single. It's called Abba Father, and it's going to be playing in the background right now. I have it on loop, and just so everyone knows what's going on, this is the single in the background. Tell us a little bit about it, Catrice.
Okay, Abba Father was birthed because I have a performing arts center here in Akron, New Jersey, and we were doing a play.
Nice.
And so, we used some covers from some of the other great artists out there, but I was riding to work one day, and I said, Lord, I need an original song for this original play. My sister wrote the play. And I was like, come on, God, you got to give me something. You got to give me something. Instantly, he gave me this melody. I ripped out my cell phone, and I started singing it in the phone. And Abba Father was actually written for Mary. The play is called What If It Happened Today? And it's about what if Mary got pregnant now and how people would react to the world, the church, her friends, her family and stuff. That she got pregnant with Jesus today and in these times. And so the song was actually written for Mary to sing in the play. And as you know from the information that Dominic sent you, my son, Jermaine Jones, was on American Idol. And when he got off, we did a music video with him. And so I was like, oh, wow, I should do a music video. I really liked the experience. It was a lot of fun. And so when I was planning to do the video, I had 3 songs, actually, that I was thinking of. One is called I Am Your Child. The other one is called Perfect Forgiveness, which is not finished yet. And then Abba Father. And I sent all 3 of them to the videographer, and he chose Abba Father. And so that's how we got the music video. That's how it became my next single, actually, because he said it was the better of the 3 songs that had the better storyline. And that's basically how we got Abba Father. It really even wasn't for me. It was for somebody else, but that's how it turned out.
Congratulations on the way. Yeah, the process sometimes just leads you right there, doesn't it? It just takes you right where you need to be.
And I
know, Catrice, you're gearing up for your winter tour. You got stuff happening this winter. You have a website, I see. It's www.hpvisualconnections.net. If someone goes to this site, what are they going to see? Does this have your video links, or is this a separate site?
No, it's everything is there. I do promotion and marketing for other artists, and I really started that by because it was better to, I already knew how to do it, so I just did it for myself. And then managing Jermaine when he got off American Idol. And so that some of this stuff is on there, some of the stuff from, you know, what we're doing now. We do an artist cafe where we just let other artists come in and they perform and they get the network and stuff like that. So some of that information is on there, some information about the Performing Arts Center. Whatever you want to know about me is on that one site. And so you just click on the different things and it'll take you, like you said, to different links, the video, song, some of my Reverb Nation account, my iTunes account, all of that stuff is on there.
Everything is hubbed. Well, I'm out here in Albuquerque, New Mexico is where I'm residing currently. So we need to connect and collaborate. We do music. I'm an MC out here. I have a band with no name, but I'm also surrounded by so many amazing, talented artists, from spoken word poets to actual visual artists to musicians out here. And we need to connect our communities through music. And so it's great to see someone doing what they love. Folks, we're talking right now. I want to thank her for being here. Her name is Catrice Cornette. Her new single, Abba Father, is available all over iTunes, YouTube, wherever you can tune in. You can find her at www.hpvisualconnections.net. And here at Rips and Raps, we wish you success with your career and your shun and everything. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. God bless you all. Well, God bless you all. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, Catrice. I'm Nick. I'll keep in touch with you. Let's connect, and I'll send you the link for the show. Thanks so much for being on Rips and Raps. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
We'd really like to thank Catrice for joining us. Continued success in your career. On a side note, Greg's joined us and not having his shoes on.
Yay, no shoes.
Happy hippie fest. Right. We're all communing in each other.
You're listening to Rips and Raps. Rips and Raps, the whistle and diction show. With Nick Furious and friends.
And now we're going to ask Count Basie and all the cats to swing on down to the tune called Swing Brother. Swing, Brother.
Swing it. Come on. Swing it. Back and forth like a pendulum. Swing it,
swing it.
Yo, swinging back and forth like an elephant tusk. That's what I'm saying, man, I'm smelling so musk. Thrust from the bottom of the boat, get crust. Barnacle Bill, play it like $100 bill. Yeah, I'm killing it, Will, with skill. Greg Swartzen band with no name Hill. Yeah, you know it got the Kenobi, the flow. Yo, come on, people, you know I beat you like a Furby, you little stuffed animal. Yeah, I'm like Animal from Muppet Show. I got it on lock, so here we go, though. Let's make it happen, man. I love all my people in the world. Keep rapping with my freestyle phonetic off the top of the dome. It's a 100% original, yo, from New Mexico. In the mountains of the Sandias, that means watermelon. Y'all better be ready to get 'em. Yeah. Doobie doo said, doobie doobie doo, doobie doo, Scooby doo. Where's the doobie doo? Doobie doo, Scooby doo. Where's the doobie 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 Scooby doo? This is a freestyle show where I always practice my freestyle, man. It's what I do when I rap this. Watch, I got a long sheet wrapped like a mummy. A rap sheet, man, a jizzle system's nightmarish honey. Huh, give me a pot, honey. Yeah, come on, everybody knows my egg's runny. Cause the fetus is born when it's ready. So people better be ready to give birth to love and light. Yeah, this musical insight, yo. This is what we do, New Mexico. Keep it bright, like light bright. All them freestyles, the show's not about written rhymes. It's about rhythmic, eurythmic rhymes. An untraditional systemic distemper from your diuretic diarrhea of temper.
And giving birth to light, that's an important fact, too.
That is.
It's a very part of, big, huge part of it. You have to give birth to light in the universe.
Love it.
What is spew forth from it?
Let the light emanate from your body. Let the light emanate from your body.
Yo, let the universe soak it up, soak it up, soak the light up, so what, yo, light it up like the first Noel. It's almost time for that seasonal spell. People get in a good mood, let's give it soon. We could all be in a war with them kids in Syria. Hopefully not, eat your cereal and relax and kick back. Put your feet up, yo, listen to Rips and Raps and have a good time. It's episode 62 and we be doing it divine. Having great guests and making a big mess and trying to profess that my freestyle the best, Nick Fury, yes. Ha! Heckin', dang it, and gosh darn it, HE double hockey sticks, I'll have another one of them great knee highs for my Uncle Mihai. I'm Gregory Burdock, Greg Burdock.
Yeah, you can call me Birdoff.
That guy sounds swell.
That guy sounds swell like
really
Gary
does.
Berghoff.
Sounds awesome.
Cause I'm a radar, you're O'Reilly.
O'Reilly!
Yeah! Yeah.
Auto parts.
Shows about your parts and how they auto. They auto be your parts. They auto be your parts.
Auto erotic asphyxiation.
Oh,
auto erotic asphyxiation.
This is episode 62 of the longest running hip hop podcast in the history of the intergalactic new race of humans,
this
now known as
historical
seriousness. Yes, it is. Simply the best. Make it swing like a pendulum. Make it swing like a swing. Swinging back and forth like a pendulum. Life's about swinging back and forth, swing. You're like them things that knock against each other on a desk. Those big balls that go back and forth, swing. Swing, swing like a pendulum. You gotta swing, life's about to swing. Swing like an elephant tusk, swing it, thrust, swing. Get on the bus with me and swing like a batter, batter, swing, swing, batter, batter, swing out the yard with a wind. Come on, swing
like a head on fire,
swing
like a head on fire,
yeah. Swing like a heavyweight fighter, yeah. Let your lights on fire. Yo, coming up with this off the top of the dome, we do respect to our phone. Got Gregory Swartzen on the guitar tonight, adding some spice over the beats, alright?
Yeah.
My name is Nick Furious, and I'm the host of the show, and so ready to roll. I got my man Benjamin, yo, he's from the Occupy Underground Radio show, so
right.
Check him out on Thursday night, though. Blog Talkin', the literary underground.
Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna see you in a few minutes for intermission, so y'all stick around. You're listening to episode 62 of Rips and Raps. Brought to you in part by Manwich. A man. Witch?
We refer to our sports champions as world champs, and we don't play nobody else in the whole world. We just played people from other cities, man. The Los Angeles Lakers are the world champs of Los Angeles and the rest of the world, because nobody can stop Shaq anyway, so we're world champs. I'm so arrogant. When I travel to other people's countries, I refer to them in their own country as foreigner. I act like they visiting me. I look at them like, oh, where are you from, man? Where are you from? What clothes you got on, foreigners? Oh, who the... What is this language you're speaking here in Turkey? Speak English! We feel safe, don't we? Yeah, GW. A lot of people don't like GW. I like him because I feel safe with him. Times of war, this is great. He a crazy cracker. Our president is a crazy cracker. Tobacco and all type of stuff. Kill you in a minute, man. We just feel safe. We feel comfortable. We like Clinton because all the hey, got a but if he was in office, man, oh, but GW, you see what he's doing to Saddam? Saddam don't want none of us. He don't, man. He's trying his best to please quit my country. Please check everything. And GW's like, he just called me a pussy, didn't he? No, my friend, he sounded like one of them dudes selling you a coat. My friend, please, my friend, I give you good praise, please. Don't do this, my friend. Oh, wait, what? What do you say? That's George W., man. He's dying. They don't want nothing. He's crazy. Crazy. And we don't care. We're ripped off the presidency on some mob stuff. He stole it on some gangster. We don't even care. We're like, whatever, man. He was like Al Gore won Florida, and Daddy Bush just went 90. He didn't even say how he knew. He just went 90. We don't care. And that crazy cracker got his hand on the button. What? Huh? What? Excuse me? What? What'd he say? He just said my mama. Then he didn't. No, George, no!
Hey. Welcome. You have lived 1,000,000 life here. It was fathomly rough, strange, lug-seeking, trinal, relax. Sort may have a ghetto subscribe.
Gordalex. Welcome back to episode 62 of Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction Show. I'm your host, Nick Furious. Also the man charged with putting the show together. So hope you like what you're hearing. I hope you like the bits and the skits. Tonight my guests are Benjamin, my homeboy, who does the Occupy Underground radio show, and he's going to be talking some more about that soon. And I also have my friend and guitar player in my band, Mr. Greg Swartzen.
What up?
GR. So let's talk. It's a full moon, and we talked about shoes and friends and family and the extension that we all have connection to all these things. That are so important to us, you know, that we sort of rely on. What is it about humankind that we desire to have that something to rely on us and back and forth is like a
the
mutual,
symbiotic mutual relationship with the rest of our organisms out there? That's what it is really, because humanity is an organism like anything else, and we're all interconnected to each other, and we should strive for the betterment of all humanity, because that positive energy propagates and it helps to lift everybody up. And it's like when you've got a little, you know, I think the true power of the human spirit is being able to change positive energy,
like energies.
Yeah,
you're around,
being able to decide when, you know, how energy exits you after it hits you.
And so
here's a mind blowing.
We truly
question.
Are interconnected, all of us.
Right.
So here's a mind blowing question: does wearing headphones disconnect you from it?
In a sense,
because live music was originally all we had.
In a sense, yeah.
When we were originally, you know, primate type Homo sapiens, you know what I mean? Vibrations from our voices and beating on, you know, drum skins and, you know, crazy stuff like that was the only way we could get in tune with the rhythmatic structure.
Well,
that,
see, that
make you flow.
That begs the question.
Area.
But that begs the question too of societally, like the intergalactic species that has infiltrated the Earth has created a human that is always on their headphones. So you watch an iPod commercial or someone walking down the street. You've been to big cities. People are disconnected. They're all on their phones or their iPods.
You never go out in public and not one person has a pair of headphones.
Nothing. It's been changed. So that connection to the human spirit is being disconnected somehow, maybe by evil spirits, by, you know, bad demons, crazy aliens, lizards, or it's just us.
It's all part of the status quo to disconnect you from
it's lizard people,
from
man.
Your
it's fucking,
reality,
it's
so
it's
that
fucking
you can
lizard
continue
lizard.
To yeah,
they're shape-shifting lizard
so,
people. Obama's a shape-shifting lizard.
Order.
I thought this all on the internet, and it's true because it was in
because it was on the internet.
Not just that it was in the internet, but it was under the news part, which means if it says news, it's fucking news, man. It's
yeah, on the internet, and it says news.
Obama is a motherfucking
that's just in. President Obama and others charged with being lizards. And look, I'm
a
Democrat, sort of. But I see that there really is no difference, and there really has not been a difference. It's sort of a party. The party system is just there to keep us, again, disconnected so that we're not all fighting for the common cause.
You know,
and I believe disconnecting to the connection of the connective conversations and a connectivity of connective connections.
So, yeah, so disconnected.
This is episode 62. I want to talk a little bit about with Greg about what Bandwidth No Name has coming up. If you're a podcast listener, you live in the Albuquerque area. I know, first of all, you can catch us this Friday upcoming on the 20th at Ned's from 6 to 8 p.m.
Right next to the zone on
San Mateo. It's going to be awesome. It's happy hour at Ned's. It's a very Bandwidth happy hour. Also, what's happening Saturday the 21st?
Saturday is going to be badass. We're going to be playing at Low Spirits with...
It's 5 o'clock.
American
Slang.
It's
5 o'clock Revolution.
Revolution, there you go. And that's actually...
Actually, DJ Entox just signed on, too. So we've got DJ Entox. He's a dope DJ.
Definitely. That's actually going down, I believe, at 7?
Yeah, 8 o'clock doors
8
open.
O'clock. 8
yeah.
o'clock doors open. So, yeah.
And then...
Come over for that, and I believe it's $5?
Yep, $5.
$5. That's nothing.
Gnarly.
It's actually less than a pack of cigarettes for most of you cardboard smokers. I eat big tobacco. It's bad for you.
I smoke the American Spirit, and it's about $10 a pouch.
Also, Band with No Name is having another car wash fundraiser Saturday, September 28th at Vinny's Barbershop, the corner of 7th and Mountain. We've got performances by Band with No Name, Element 37,
and Rob Nakai. Maybe some literary stuff going on, you know, in conjunction with Klepjaw and my buddy from Oxfam.
Bam, and
my buddies. All right, well, we're about to get back into the show. If you're tuning in, this is episode 62.
Big news coming soon.
We're having fun. Yeah, we got, episode 62. Yo, I'm your host, Nick Furious, and I'm kind of like an old sleuth. You know what I'm saying?
This is Rips and Raps. Nick Furious. Listen.
Yo, like I'm an old sleuth, man. Call me Barney Miller. But when I'm on the case, you know I'm sniffing out the crumbs to get you. I'm gonna put you in a big old box, lock behind them bars, and take your socks. Cause I'm like Mayberry. Man, you can call me Gene Roddenberry. From Star Trek to back to Mayberry again. What's going on, man? What's up to Andy Griffith? I've laid this shit down like I'm trying to be a pigeon. Cause I'm sitting on your stoop listening. I got conversational ears tapped in. Yeah, Barney Miller sacking your mind when I'm rapping. I'm breaking it down. Come on, everybody, let's roll. 70s television shows and band with no name. Mix up mashups for the Tuesday, Thursday people. You know what I mean? It's some NFL early weekers. Them people tweaking on them fantasy football speakers. So listen up, Rips and Raps, man. Drink from the cup. Man, we talking about them lifting and them shaking. And everybody knows you gotta work hard and have fun. People know if you don't work hard, you fall to atrophy. And I'ma win atrophy, the atrophy, a cat atrophy for the cat that has a nice booty. Yo, Ben, tell them why you're never snooty.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, Nick.
Well, tell them what you don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say. I don't know why I don't like to be snooty. I think because snooty is for snooty bitches.
And you got a big snooty booty. It's got some snooties, you know.
You want the real on that. Okay, the real is that because I think the snooty is the most unattractive quality that a person can have. I think that all people, all life is created equal.
Okay.
And as soon as there's this fine balance in all things. And it's good to have self-confidence.
Okay.
It's good to have self-esteem. It's good to know that you are an empowered and beautiful person.
Okay.
But as soon as you start thinking that you are better than anybody else, you're slapping yourself down. You're making yourself ugly.
Okay. Ugly.
That's why I don't like to go with the snooty bitch.
That's very true, Benjamin. Wise wisdom imparted right here on Rips and Raps.
For our wise words.
Brought to you in part by Manwich.
You Manwich.
I'm brought to you in part by a sandwich. You can put it in your microwave, that's right. It's a mid-a-minute button, and in a minute you can eat some regurgitated sodium meat. When I'm in my bedtime at night with my big old banana, I'm a gorilla, I'm out of sight. Picking out stuff out your hair. Come on, people, I'm so unaware that I'm here, and I'm barely speaking over here, over there, over skill.
Over there.
I flip it, man. Get down with it, man. Come on, people. This is the show. We get down with some Barney Miller flows, man. I'm a detective sleuth. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with you. So I'm picking up the clues. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on with you. Did you break the law? Did you break the law?
I broke the law.
Alpine Sausage Kitchen. Germany's premier platform. Sausage Eatery. The Alpine Sausage Kitchen.
Do you have your sausage? Do you have
the sausage?
Low in calories.
Made from young meat.
You have the sausage.
So you have the sausage.
You have the
savory
taste.
You
cut it with a fork.
How?
The sausage.
Good evening, I'm your host for the show. My name is Clans. I have Hans and Franz with me. We are the sponsors here, the Alpine Sausage Kitchen, Germany's premier place for sausage. Take your sausage out, would you? Take it out.
Yes.
Would you take down your sausage?
Hold on.
Oh, that's a big sausage you have right there. Oh, let me get you something to drink so you can get drunk quicker.
Oh, yes, that's my gentleman sausage. Thank you very much.
This is very good. Now you drink this, okay?
Oh,
yes. Oh, it tastes like
mustard. Down the pipes now.
Anyway, my grandmother this week came up with the best recipe for the Alpine sausage, which is embedded with rosemary. It's very good. Ooh, it's quiet, Tiger. Quiet. Take that down, would you?
That's magnificent.
So, Hans, Franz, how's your day going? How's the...
So far, so good.
Have you been on the Autobahn today? It's very crowded. Get it?
Crowd
it?
No.
No, you don't understand that.
I do not drive.
We sponsor the Rips and Raps show. Do you know why it's in America? Because Americans eat sausages when they watch the football and the baseball. Quiet, Tiger.
I'm an American. I like...
Hans makes fun of Americans.
Yippee. Hamburger.
Franz, what do you think? Hans is being silly.
I like that football player, Tebow.
Tebow.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
All right, we're back. Yo, thanks a lot, man. I don't know what's up with that sponsor. Benjamin, I told you to make sure and, like, kind of check these guys out before they sponsor the show. It's the second time.
Out, man. They got the buns.
They got good sausages. They do have this rosemary-infused feta sausage that's just amazing.
Did you notice they sent us this gift basket, a sort made of sausages? We've got enough sausages here to last us for quite some time, my friend. Quite some time.
Now, if they only had buns, it's like being stuck on an island. You ain't got no buns, but you got a lot of bratwurst. It's the worst, man. I'm being a brat about it. Because I don't know why I'm stranded on this island anyway. I'm Gilligan from sailing away. I ate the skipper because he had sausage, stress, and manwiches. Blended with anabits. Cannabinoids and different tabloid articles. What you talking about, man? I'm a particle. I'm screwing out and down with a marvelous like a Marmaduke. Visual Arvis Luke. When I make it up from my moan, when I'm loud with the blown, but skip the scone, but skip the dome. Skip it. You know what to do.
I was like coming on your show, Nick. I was having a lot of fun in here at Nick's studio. Doing the ripping and rapping. Doing a little bit more ripping and rapping.
Doing a little more ripping and rapping. I'm like a rabbit down the hole of the portal. I'm Alice in Wonderland, the looking glass of a different land. I'm chasing down a man smoking on a big old Marmaduke pipe. Oh, man. It's like I need a hookah. I'm a Saluki Saluka. Here's to the Illinois Salukis. When I break it down, you big palooka. Yeah, I was born in Southern Illinois, but when I was a little boy, I moved out to New Mexico. Rats home to be exact, where the rats and mice roam, man. New Mexico was the place under the dome, man. It's the night of a full moon, giving props. Greg Swanson on the guitar, he's giving lots. Put the beat down, you know we about to get it like some props, man. It's time for harvest time. It's like the fall time. It's time for harvest time. I'm gonna pack it on up. It's like a smoke rhyme. I'm Nick Furious and dirty through the dirt and grime. Got my man Benjamin Kenobi on my motherfucking side. And I got my man in my back, yo. On the attack. Man with no name, man. We gonna play it like that. Listen to the end of the show. We got more to announce. So you better get ready to bounce like a bound rubber ball back and forth. Bounce it, bounce up and down, here we go. Bounce around town. I can come to your house and then bounce in the mouth. Come on, now, furiousbandwithnoname.com. Double D's in the bandwidth, you gotta understand it. Cause if you don't, you won't be able to search it. But if you can't work it, you might just murk it. I'm a smurfing, I'm running around, call me Whirly or Squirly. I'm on the phone with my man Shirley, or my girly, I don't remember which one. Had an operation in Trinidad, Colorado.
You can't be serious.
Yes, but don't call me Shirley. Rips and Raps, brought to you in part by Manwich. Sandwich of the Brady Bunch, actually.
The Bradys always ate cabbage.
And the gods.
I don't know. Are you calling the Bradys gods?
No, but the sandwich is the sandwich of the gods.
Now, one thing I never understood is Tom Brady from the Brady Bunch. Because I'd like to punch him in his noggin. Forget the Patriots. I'm all about them teams over out there in the Midwest. Like the Bears and the Denver. People in Dallas can suck my member.
They're flooded.
Nah. Well, I'm not happy about that. It's football-wise. I don't like those teams. I like the Bears. I like the Broncos. I like your mom. Oh, come on. Yo, put it in perspective. Put it in the shift. Put it into the right drive so we can play the audio drift. Drifting in the ocean with them freestyle flowing. Come on, people know it. Man, I'm glowing. I'm Chernobyl-ing. Yeah, I'm sharing nothing when I'm nobling. I'm a nobleman. Yeah, we got it locked down with rips and raps to the Occupy Underground radio block. Put you on a chopping block and chop you knock right off. Slop.
Yeah.
And just stop, man. If you don't like what you're giving on the radio and tune into something of a podcast nature, I'm naughty by my OPP. Different day, sir. It's a different placer. It's a different mohawk. Come on now. It's Groundhog Day. I'm Bill Murray. That's right. I'm a Ghostbuster and I'm in a hurry. I got my lightsaber blaster like I was Qui-Gon Jinn. I'm drinking quite a lot of gin for my nighttime sins. So I'm walking around looking for Chewbacca. I'm Han Solo with my light blaster. Mocos coming out my nose though. Delusions of grandeur. Just put me in some carbonite and leave me alone for a while, man. I like Grand Marnier. And I love lady fingers in my tiramisu. That's what
man,
I say to you.
Best.
I'm a boy named Sue.
Yeah.
I love tiramisu.
I really the tiramisu cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory. That shit's pretty good too. I'm just gonna put that out there. It's not like tiramisu, but it sure does taste good.
That's like the one real place we've ever been. So on this show we only make up places.
Right.
The Cheesecake Factory is a real place.
It is.
It's where I buy my Uzis and other small arms.
For sure. I get my crystal meth at the Cheesecake Factory.
Booyah, from the home of Heisenberg, New Mexico, Albuquerque. That's right, yeah. I'm Mr. White, jerking your chain. You Jesse, yeah, you Mr. Pinkman. I just had you strung along to the end. You left in the dungeon in a hole to be somebody's slave. So maybe the last thing that's gonna happen is you're gonna snap and blast them. Who knows, man, but I'm waiting for the end of the show. My man that I used to work with was on that show in the last few episodes. I'm excited. His name is Brett. He moved back to Chicago, and I hope he's not too much in debt. He's doing okay, and shout out to all them peoples who are struggling every day, man. Shit is moving like a steeple.
Big ups to broke people.
Big ups, no. What's drunk people?
Broke people.
Oh, broke people.
Big ups to broke people.
I agree with
man
the broke
respect
people.
Respect for struggling through every motherfucking day.
Struggling through every day. Yeah, struggling through every day. Well, the government takes it away. And for what? Because they got nothing saved in the Fed. It's all an illusion. It's all a mind over matter. Protruding in your mind, a house of cards, a deck of nothing but jokers. And they laughing all the way to the bank that they own. I'm a Citigroup man. Take it on your knees and Marcus Lehman Brothers. Y'all don't even know I'm smothering your smothers, brothers. I'm Gallagher. I'm smashing a big watermelon in your face, you little bastard.
Those guys are swell, man.
Freestyle.
Smothers.
And the Gallagher with the...
He was bath all kinds of shit. You gotta wear a raincoat when you go see him. He like affected change on your wardrobe. It was like back in the days of the wrestling and we had Brutus the Barber Beefcake. He cut your motherfucking hair. He would cut your motherfucking hair. You're gonna get out of the ring changed.
I don't know what the heck...
We human beings don't look very much like a tree. We certainly view the world differently than a tree does. But down deep, at the molecular heart of life, we're essentially identical to trees. We both use nucleic acids as the hereditary material. We both use proteins as enzymes to control the chemistry of the cell. And most significantly, we both use the identical code book to translate nucleic acid information into protein information. Any tree could read my genetic code. How did such astonishing similarities come about? Why are we cousins to the trees? Would life on some other planet use proteins, the same proteins, the same nucleic acids, the same genetic code? The usual explanation is that we are, all of us, trees and people, anglerfish, slime molds, bacteria, all descended from a single and common instance of the origin of life 4 billion years ago in the early days of our planet. Now, how did the molecules of life arise.
Favorite movies is Mel Brooks' History of the World, Part 1.
Oh, fantastic.
Check that flick out. Madeline Kahn is spectacular in that flick, as well as, was it Gregory Hines?
Yeah.
Come on, Duncan Hines, Gregory Peck. I'm so confused. All the Gregory's. Man, he rolls up the Roman's red, man. He gets down with, like, talking mata. You can't talk him out of anything from the Spanish Inquisition. Yo, torturing them Jews and making fun of that shit, talking about it. It was hilarious. But, you know, I don't ever condone the torture of no people. It's been a long time, but still we all about to be tortured for real. We all just mindless drones like ghosts walking around in America thinking we got the most when really the rug can be pulled out from under us really quickly. And you could be falling up on your butt real quickly. That's why I make it up as I go along. You can call me sort of like a soothsayer. I'm Rhyme Sayers, but I'm not like Slug, cause I'm gonna bug ya. Get up on this microphone and tug, tug, tug ya. Tuck, duck, duck, goose. I'm gonna put your neck in a noose and hang you from a tree if you don't listen to me. We all just slaves to the system. Wealth is the way that they keep us in check with them, cause we don't really got nothing at all. Because if they took away the water and the gas, and they took away your ass. Yo, Benjamin wants to show his ass in a badge.
Right.
He's batshit crazy.
I am batshit crazy. You know, let's talk about shit for a second. Batshit's kind of famous. Famous batshit for crazy people. And these are bullshit, which is not to be taken seriously.
Oh.
What other kind of shit do we talk about?
Oh.
What else we got?
Yeah.
What kind of shit are famous?
Yo, I'm tired of taking all the bullshit from the upper class, upper crust ya. Yeah, I'm about to thrust ya. Yo, I'm taking this. Yo, Greg Swanson laying down the nastiest diarrhea ever. He got dysentery. Does his rhyme flow so originary? Yeah, it's like, come on, you stuck in the imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. Yo, I'm on your asses. I'm a colossal colossus. I'm slow like molasses. But if I gotta speed up, you just heat me up and I'ma smash it. I bash whips and smash hippopotamus lips and dips with chips. And oh, yeah, I'm Scott Baio. So I could be your mother's next cousin's roommate. Yo, this is like some Three's Company Jack Ritter stuff for your Twitter account.
Sounds convoluted.
Very convoluted.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, but that's what happens when you're rapping with rappables.
Right.
New Mexico is where we come with all of ours.
The Burkey.
We're working on Ben's Spanish pronunciation.
I'm come from the Northwest, people. I'm a forest hobbit and I don't know how to roll my R. I'm working on it.
Now, you know, I'm a white boy, but I grew up in New Mexico, so I got amor por el país, el ciudad, el estado de Nuevo Mexico. Yeah. Speaking in Espanolo, come on everybody, I'm screaming mellow yellow, hello or hola. Either which way, the idioma, you idiots can't go to Paloma. From here to my place, I got esophagus in my face. Yeah, because I'm sipping, mine tripping. You're going muy profundo, down deep in del mar. If you want to understand why I'm just playing you like a Scot, up on your ar, or your abrazo, I get down on you assholes. If you know what I be saying, man, grab me, give you a Brazilian necktie. When I'm on this mic, I'll go my flow. Oh no, yeah, I like hot cocoa. You can call me a loco vato, but I don't really know why. Grandpato,
eat a taco.
Taquito.
What do they call Brazil nuts when you're in Brazil?
They call them hearnuts.
Hearnuts.
Kind of like beer nuts.
Beer nuts. Fantastic.
Thank you so much for listening to Rips and Raps and letting us ramble. We are so happy to be here.
We love you people.
My name is Nick Furious, and I'm your host. This is episode 62 of the podcast Rips and Raps, the Whistling Diction Show. I've got Benjamin Kenobi.
That's right. I'm Ben Kenobi.
Pogi.
Occupy Underground Radio. Standing in over here, chilling with my buddy Nick. And
of course, G.R. Swartzen. Marvelous job on the guitar in the background
thanks,
tonight,
man.
My friend.
Appreciate
marvelous
you.
Job. Added some flavor.
Thank you.
You guys don't know how cool this motherfucker is.
Yeah, I do. I know, actually, you have a big announcement. You had something you were going to say earlier, and I know how cool you are because I know what that is.
Oh, so, is he pregnant?
Tell him. Yeah, are you pregnant, Greg?
You're pregnant, Greg. You're pregnant.
I'm carrying. No. Actually, I'm carrying, yes.
tickets.
Tickets.
Tickets
to what?
A pretty awesome show. I think you guys might be stoked about it.
Afro
Man.
Afro
Man. I think you've heard of him, yeah.
Oh, and then I got
high. Oh, yeah.
Then I got high. And then I got high. Buy some tickets to the show.
They're only $15 freaking. And it's October 3rd. It's still time away. That's like, what, paycheck?
Yeah.
Paycheck in between that.
A week from tomorrow.
Yeah, 2 weeks from now. So there's a paycheck for everybody in it.
That's right.
Okay? Whether you get paid this week or next week.
It's $15.
You get paid. So therefore, you can do $15 to come out to the damn bar
Afro
in Rio
Man.
Rancho, Afro like- Man. Mondo Vibrations,
the Beach Bum
Beach
Alcoholics,
Bum Alcoholics,
and Bandwidth
yours
No
truly,
Name.
Bandwidth No Name.
Now you just have to hit us up at bandwidthnoname@gmail.com. Go to our website bandwidthnoname.com and send us an email from there.
We're the only one with tickets.
We got tickets. They're all sold out on Hold My Ticket. So if you want them, like Greg said, you know, that's coming up October 3rd. We're really excited about that. We do have our car wash fundraiser September 28th at Vinny's Barbershop.
Yeah.
We're shooting our first music video. That's going to be fun, too.
Come out and be in the video. We need extras.
We need people down there Saturday, the last Saturday of the month, Vinny's Barbershop, right on the corner of 7th and Mountain, at about noon to film this video. And I think it's going to be quite fun and kind of crazy, but it should be cool.
Fantastic. All right.
Yeah,
we'll see you guys there.
Yeah, let people know, and let other people who listen to this show from beyond the state lines of New Mexico, let your friends and family know about the show. Let them know that we're all connected to some great people in this town, and we want to get to your town.
And if you're in another town and you want to do
connect.
A gig or something, let
That's
us know.
Right.
We'll figure out a way to get out there.
It's cross-collaboration.
Not off the table by any means.
Cross-collaboration, nice.
Yes, let's do this.
Right.
And then also, just so you know, too, the day after the Afro Man show, October 4th, another band that I'm playing with, Element 37, which is also going to be at the car wash, is a headlining show at the launch pad the very next night. And I believe, I don't think we have ticket prices yet, but I think they're probably going to be around 5 because that's usually launch pad.
So you've
five
got
5 to 7, somewhere around there.
You've got October 3rd on Thursday, Dan Barr with Afro Man, Band with No Name, Mondo Vibrations, Beach Bum Alcoholics, and then on Friday night,
at launch pad
on the 4th. You've got Element 37.
And I believe also Shimani,
Job Ranch maybe, or what?
Job Ranch might be as well.
Either way, it's going to be a reggae-y type of fun event with some great musicians. Go check that out.
Gnarly stuff.
Hold on, I'm going to change real quick. I'm going to put a new one. I got so excited that I left a little mark.
He sharted.
I don't know if you want to go
Have you ever
far.
Had that? It's
right.
It's a shit fart.
Far. I mean,
it's a shit fart. It's not very big. It's just there.
Talk like that.
Well, it's a shard.
I'm changing.
You've never seen Shallow Hal?
Big ups to Jack Black,
right?
Because
right.
he's the master at
shallow
writing out. Awesome shit.
I don't know. As long as we're throwing shit out there, what are we doing?
Okay, I feel much better now that I changed.
Finally, dude, I got awkward. I was like, this is
know,
a show.
Man,
I don't
I
even
like,
know
yeah,
what we're doing.
Should
here.
We keep guys, pimping out events?
Get out of my way. Get out of my way. November 2nd.
That's right. At Fans of Film Coffee. It's going to be a joint Clefjaw Occupy Underground radio event. We have got bands, we've got music, we've got comedians and artists and poets reading. We've got a band with no name. We've got Element 37, Just Lazarus, Good Green, American Slang. We maybe have another one, but I'm going to hold off on announcing that.
Make sure.
Yeah,
also
make
big
sure.
Also, big ups to
That's
Those
right. We've
up.
Got a... Yeah, that was a good band, too. We got some comics coming down. Sarah Kennedy, Keith Breckenridge, Kurt Fletcher, Margaret Von Schnorkelstein, and Rusty Rutherford.
Rusty Brothers. I love Rusty. Yeah, I love Rusty.
We got a variety of readers. And yeah, it's going to be a blast.
And that's
November 2nd is starting at noon, and we're probably going to go. Right now it's scheduled noon to 6, but I think we're going to end up pushing that back to 8.
Band with No Name's playing that show, too.
Band with No Name is.
As well as Rips and Raps sponsored the whole event, and we're giving away free joints.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Now, I didn't say
in.
What would be wrapped in the paper because
right,
I'm all about
right.
legality.
Right.
Just
and
saying.
You probably have to pay for it too, right?
Just want, yeah.
Is that what you're
Yeah, I wanted to get my Rips and Raps name above right. as the sponsor.
Okay.
Like, but I'm willing to pay for it. Again, we had to pimp our show out tonight to two amazing One American product in Manwich. Seriously, if you're wanting to feed your kid quality products at a low price with absolutely no sense of meat involved at all in a manwich, then go for manwich, because it will pretend to serve you meat in your mouth flavor. Now, if you want real meat in your mouth flavor, I go to a German company that's an engineer in just the sausage making.
Right, the Alpine sausage. They're famous.
We received a dry ice bucket or a basket, basically. It had, like Greg said, it had a welcome basket, and it was just full
of sausages.
And it was so lovely. And cheeses.
Oh, my God.
Most of them weren't even cooked. They were just raw, uncooked sausages, but they were in the dry ice. So
all of the best sausage connoisseurs out there get their sausages from the Alpine Sausage Kitchen.
They have roasted tomato, garlic, and fennel. Which is just fantastic. Once you put the meat into your mouth, and you bite on it, and it just squirts.
The juices just
soak up all the love you have in your throat
so
and your mouth. And I just want to thank them for sponsoring us. And really, we're very unknown. And
thank you.
I mean, they're German, so they must be cool.
Yeah, they are.
Nowadays, you know,
they're really cool. You should see these guys. I think we've seen a picture of them. They totally have.
Hans, Franz, and Klaus.
They had a motto.
Their motto was, if it can be put into a sausage casing, it can be put into your mouth.
We will get you fat.
Ah, was that it?
We will pump you full of fat.
We'll pump you full of fat.
You know, I'd just like to say how much I truly appreciate Mike Myers and the mind of Saturday Night Live for pretty much creating that idea in my brain. Due to, to the Dieters dance party,
Dana Carvey,
those guys. That's where it all comes from, man.
And Tina Fey, too. She was head comedy writer.
Adam Sandler was on it. Menace Diller. Phyllis Diller. I mean, there was a lot of... No, Phyllis Diller was not on that show.
Hill Fartman is a huge flop.
Isn't it fun how we like to reference things about bodily fluids and functions?
Hey, I'm not doing nothing.
But the sincerity
that's all you guys.
We really love what we do. I'm happy to be here every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Mountain Time. Can be uploaded through ripsandraps.podomatic.com or from them. You can go on iTunes, subscribe to the show, show people what it's all about. Also, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. And you can stream it from there. Either way, you're going to get a quality product at a quality price. And for your sake, for your daughter's sake, I suggest you buy a quality podcast from me.
That's right. You should.
Another
you should
Tommy
check
Boy
out,
reference. Another entertainment.
Yeah. You should check out my show the night after. It's like we're like partners in crime almost.
I'm sort of like the
station.
Dinner and the appetizer and the dessert, and then you have Occupy Underground Radio. It's like the after dinner drink that just.
I think you're more like Elevensies and Luncheonette and I'm the full meal.
What do you want?
Deal.
Occupy Underground Radio. Yeah. blogtalkradio.com/.
Literary Underground.
Thursday night,
10 o'clock.
10 to midnight Mountain Time.
That's a
wonderful show. Big ups, Mary Stockton.
That's right. Mary Stockton, my lovely co-host. She's magnificent and incredibly smart. And the show would not be nearly as cool without her. So, check us out. We are fucking awesome. You're going to love us. I tell you.
They're amazing. Yeah. So stay
tuned.
It's
an hour show.
And
Ben and Mary.
There's more to come with these shows, man. Things are on the move.
Actually, there's a lot of big changes. You're going
to
see them.
Stay tuned to episode 63 to come next week. We'll tell you more about it. I have some special guests lined up for the next couple of weeks. Enjoy your football this week, everybody. Enjoy your Sunday and enjoy the rest of the week we got to go. My name is Nick Furious. I'd like to thank my guests, Benjamin Kenobi
and Greg Swartzen.
And Greg Swartzen from BNN for tuning in and for playing in with me tonight. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Nick, for having us.
We're not wearing any shoes.
Thank you guys for listening.
We now bring you the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less, which is an opportunity for UMCs to get up off the couch. Don't be lazy. Rap. It's your turn to practice. Feel the vibe on Rips and Raps. This week is brought to you in part by Guerrilla Warfare, keeping third world governments in check.
Thank you.
And a special thanks for all the sound effects to www.freesfx.co.uk, as well as www.grsite.com. Thanks!